nothing seemed out of the ordinary as the main character, Xin Wu, left his small hut in the morning. He was on his way to train with his sensei Asuma. Although he always acted like he didn't care much about the fighting lessons, secretly he loved to go there. He loved to spend time with Asuma, and growing strong was just a bonus for him. Asuma had always been like a father to him, and he loved him dearly. His real father went missing a long time ago, and without Asuma, who was a member of the local guard, he would surely have died of hunger a long time ago. The training spot was located in the Mi Forest. It was a small clearing that couldn't be recognized from the outside, and therefore it was perfect for training. Xin Wu, rather out of breath, stepped out of the forest and searched the area for his master, but couldn't find him. His master usually loved to play games, but this time something seemed off. Somehow the forest was too quiet, and he could swear that there was a slight odor of blood in the air. Suddenly, he heard the sounds of twigs breaking, and the smell of blood grew stronger as he charged in the direction the sound was coming from. When he finally broke through the bushes, he found Asuma laying on the ground, his clothes. He let out a yell, a desperate yell, that was somewhere between pain and anger. He swore to himself that he would find the person who did this and make them pay. Xin Wu then paid his last respect to Asuma as he dug up a small grave in the woods. When approaching the Asuma, he noticed that he was holding something in his palm. He carefully opened his palm and found a black piece of cloth with a strange symbol on it that Asuma must have obtained from his attacker. The next 2 years would not be too easy for Xin Wu. He joined the local guard to honor the memory of Asuma, where he would have to endure hard labor and sometimes even humiliation since he was the youngest member. But in the end, everything was worth it when one day he overheard a talk between two of his colleagues about one of their superiors.
You can't believe this nonsense. He was drunk, I'm sure. He didn't mean a word he said. I know that he's an intrigue, but at least he would never murder someone. Come on.
I am not so sure about that. Although he was drunk, his story was full of details. How he backstabbed him and left him dying in the woods.
Wait. Be it as it may, there's nothing we can do. He's also the advisor of the king. I don't know about you, mate, but I don't want to lose my head.
While overhearing the guard's talk, Xin Wu suddenly remembered a talk he had a long while ago with Asuma about someone he suspected to overthrow the king. Back then, he didn't take Asuma very seriously, because he had always been a bit too paranoid in Xin Wu's opinion. But now he wasn't so sure if his friend really was wrong back then. After further investigation, he found the traitor and brought him to the king, who ordered his execution. Due to his good work, the king granted him a favor. Xin Wu had only one request. He wanted a fair duel in which he could kill the man who deviously killed his master. With a single blow, he finally killed his enemy and restored his and Asuma's honor again. He could swear he heard Asuma's voice, thanking him from the beyond as he defeated their enemy.